time to speak, but I had something I thought a lot of people should really hear, and that I definitely need to say. And this is about gender, or at least gender expression. I think we have this idea, and it was certainly sold to me anytime I talked about, hey, I want to dress up like a drag queen, or I want to dress up like this. People literally laughed at me because I look very feminine. And as you've heard, I have this little girly voice. So there's no way that I would ever pass. When I say pass, I mean pass for male. Or pass for someone who was assigned male at birth. And all this time, I've taken it to mean that I don't get to play the gender game. But I've realized recently that that's absurd. And the number of conversations that I've had with men who would, or at least people who are assigned male at birth, who would love to do more feminization stuff, or would love to dress up in women's clothes, or underwear, or whatever version, and don't because they wouldn't pass for cisgendered women? Oh my god! That is such a ridiculous reason not to play. And all of us should get to play. I thought about some of my favorite, oh my gosh, favorite performers. People like Waxy Moon, for instance. Waxy is amazing. Waxy wears ball gowns and is incredibly feminine and has gorgeous lipstick, great big eyelashes. Waxy also has facial hair. Waxy does not look like a cisgendered woman, and you know what? It doesn't matter. It's still fun and funny and joyful and sexy and happy. And we all deserve that if we want it. So this is me bringing a cheerleader for all of us, no matter what we look like or sound like, how masculine or feminine, we still get to play the gender game. Wherever, whatever gender, whatever mix, whatever fluidity, whatever neither, all of it. It's ours too. Thanks for listening.